Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, July 10th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's South Carolina headlines. Accused Pickens County bomber Michael Seabrook was denied bond today during an appearance in federal court in Greenville. Scott Morgan brings us this update.
Seabrook was arrested Tuesday in connection with a pair of explosions at the Pickens County Courthouse and an additional explosive device found on the roof of the County Department of Social Services building. While the first device shattered courthouse windows late Sunday night, the second device did not explode. According to the affidavit, investigators with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms say they found materials for homemade bombs at Seabrook's residence and two additional ready-made bombs in his truck. The affidavit states the bombs were a combination of metal pipes, plastic, wires, and propane tanks. It also states that Seabrook confessed to placing the bombs and that he had more in his truck. According to the affidavit, Seabrook was wanted on an outstanding warrant in Pickens County. He was also previously convicted of aggravated breach of peace and served more than a year in jail. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
Reaction is growing to Governor McMaster's apparent attempt to pressure the University of South Carolina's Board of Trustees to pick a person he favors to be the next USC president. McMaster reportedly has pushed board members to meet this Friday and to select retired Army General Robert Caslin, a former head of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The university's faculty senate has called a special meeting tomorrow to discuss the governor's action, and state lawmakers are weighing in. Democratic State Senators Darrell Jackson of Columbia and Carl Allen of Greenville issued statements today critical of McMaster's action. However, Lancaster Republican Senator Greg Gregory took to social media to applaud the governor's position. Caslin was one of four finalists for the post in April when board members opted to not hire any of the four presidential candidates and reopen their search. Senator Lindsey Graham urges President Donald Trump to acknowledge climate change is real, saying he's tired of playing defense on the environment. The senator's remarks came after he announced the new Roosevelt Conservation Caucus, made up of like-minded congressional Republicans who want to find solutions to environmental issues. Graham also took a swipe at the Green New Deal, saying, "We will win the solution debate, but first we have to admit we've got a problem." FEMA urges coastal residents to act now to prepare for hurricane season. The agency says one of the most important steps residents can take is to buy flood insurance, as most homeowners and renters policies typically don't cover flood damage. The agency says just 1 inch of water in an average-sized home can cost more than $25,000 in repairs. In addition, residents can also prepare an evacuation plan, stock an emergency kit with supplies for 3 days, and keep important documents in a safe. Sea turtle nests reached record numbers, and that has environmentalists hopeful that some threatened species may be making a comeback. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
The Department of Natural Resources says nesting season isn't even over yet, and already they're seeing the largest number of turtle nests along our coast since they began keeping records nearly 40 years ago. So far, volunteers have tracked nearly 7,000 nests. The first hatched on Hilton Head Island last month. And they've seen a nest laid by a Kemp Ridley, the world's most endangered sea turtle. Biologists are hopeful that loggerhead sea turtles are recovering as well. They were listed as endangered in 1978. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
A second Charleston police officer has resigned after admitting to falsifying traffic tickets in order to hide he wasn't doing his job. A spokesman for the Charleston Police Department said an internal investigation revealed officers Blaine Morgan and Michael Baker both artificially inflated the number of traffic tickets written in an attempt to conceal the fact they were not actively and appropriately patrolling their areas. And the United States Geological Survey confirmed a 1.4 magnitude earthquake shook deep beneath the Midlands this morning. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.